In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Oh, yeah.
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s.
I loved those Volkswagen buses. They were magical, weren't they?
They certainly were, and thank you for that segue into my first song. It was a song recorded by the British rock band The Who.
Who?
Exactly.
No. Who?
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 Exactly.
Who?
That's enough.
Okay. Who? 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 I feel like a owl. Who? Who? Go ahead.
It has become one of the band's most popular songs, although when released, the record only reached number 25 in the U.S.
Wow.
I know. No justice in the world. Hop on to the magic bus.
Takes me to you. I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear. I want it. Threepence and sixpence every day, just to drive to my baby. Threepence and sixpence each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
Magic bus, magic bus.
Who did it?
Who?
Who?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Alfred. Did it really hit 25, my love?
Of course it did.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Alfred Hitchcock's movie Psycho came out in 1960 and was the most talked about film for years to come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was afraid to go into the shower.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know.
It's scary.
Great movie.
Sometimes it's lonely on that magic bus. Which brings me to my first song of the day by the Young Rascals. It reached number
six.
Oh, yeah, and they're young. It reached number 16 on the U.S. pop chart, 17 on the Cashbox chart, and number 33 on the U.S. R&B chart in 1967. The song ranked number 54 on Billboard magazine's top 100 singles of 1967. Here's Lonely Too Long. Presley is discharged in 1960 from the Army and immediately scores a series of hit singles and albums upon his return with a slightly less menacing, more mature persona.
You know what the first thing he said was when he got out?
What?
Thank you very much.
You know?
Thank you very much.
I give up with you.
IPANA presents Bucky Beaver Space Guard.
Brush-a, brush-a, brush-a. Here's the new IPANA with a brand new flavor. It's dandy for your teeth.
It's decay germ, and he's headed this way.
I'm gonna make cavities in everybody's teeth. Now, Beaver, I'm gonna blast holes in your teeth.
New IPANA knocks out decay germs best of all eating brands, including fluoride toothpaste.
Brush-a, brush-a, brush-a. Here's the new IPANA with a brand new flavor. Knocks out decay germs best. Fresh, clean, and minty. You'll like it. New IPANA toothpaste.
Brush-a, brush-a, brush-a. New IPANA.
I remember that. I'm old.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1965, August 11th to be exact, an African-American motorist was pulled over on suspicion of reckless driving. A minor roadside argument broke out, and that whole thing escalated into a fight between family members and police. The community reacted in outrage to allegations of police brutality that soon spread, and 6 days of looting and arson followed. Listen to the Universal Newsreel.
Six days of rioting in a section of Los Angeles left behind scenes reminiscent of war-torn cities. More than 100 square blocks were decimated by fire and looters, and few buildings were left intact. Firemen were later issued flak suits of bulletproof mesh to protect them from snipers who continued to shoot from rooftops. A special task force of 1,000 policemen stays on the alert as the thousands of guardsmen patrol an area of 35 square miles. The outbreak spread to other Southern California cities, but were quickly quelled. And Los Angeles authorities say they are now ready to move with dispatch if lawlessness breaks out anew.
In the aftermath, 34 people had been killed, 1,032 injured, and 3,952 arrested. And that's what happened way back when.
Driving is very, very dangerous. Have you noticed that recently?
I know.
It's much easier to ride a seesaw.
What? Are you kidding me?
Okay, so that's probably the second weakest segue I've ever had into my next
song. Oh, I think it's like the 12th one you've ever had. Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is going to be a good one.
Well, I'm not kidding. It was a single in 1968 by the English progressive rock band The Moody Blues. It peaked at number 61 on the Billboard Hot 100. Mm-hmm.
It did?
61.
Wow.
I know. Enjoy Ride My Seesaw.
Take my place, have my seat. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Recaffeinated Coffee, the first decaffeinated coffee to have real caffeine added back in. So if you're looking for the weak aroma and limp taste of regular decaffeinated coffee, but still want the unhealthy side effects of real caffeine, gulp down a few gallons of Ed's Recaffeinated Coffee today.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think you need some now.
Oh.
I saw you kind of losing it for a minute. You know, you need help. Ever since we started the show,
yeah,
way back when,
yeah,
your songs, most of them suck. I'm sorry, they do. I can't stand them. I don't know what's wrong with your taste, but those songs, like this one, Seesaw, really?
That's a good song. Maybe I do need help. Help me.
Oh, thanks for the segue.
And that was
my last song.
And that was not planned at all, people.
Of the day, which is from the Beach Boys. The song was released in March of 1965 and made it to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, making it the Beach Boys' second chart-topping single since I Get Around in 1964. Here's Help Me, Rhonda.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up to an in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda.
In 1966, Walter Elias Disney died at the age of 65. He was born in Chicago in 1901.
I didn't know he was born in Chicago.
I didn't either.
I didn't realize that.
And was best known for the character he created in 1928, which was the mouse we know and love, Mickey Mouse. I love Mickey Mouse.
Well, kudos to him. He made a fortune off a rat.
Don't call him a rat.
A rat and a duck that never wore pants. Donald Duck
doesn't,
never wore pants.
Okay, so.
And how did he get away with that? I'm just saying.
Oh, hush.
Oh, thanks for the segue.
Oh, no, you're welcome.
Shades of Deep Purple is a debut studio album by the English rock band Deep Purple.
Okay.
It was released in July of 1968, and this song was one of the more popular songs off the album. It reached number 4 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Crank it up to 11 and enjoy Hush. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no, you.
say goodbye, and I say hello.